From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. Flynn acknowledged late Monday that he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters the president did the right thing to ask for Flynn's resignation.
And I think the president made the right decision to ask for his resignation. You cannot have a national security advisor misleading the vice president and others.
Opposition Democrats on Capitol Hill quickly criticized the handling of the matter. Here is Representative Elijah Cummings.
Do you hear the silence? This is the sound of House Republicans conducting no oversight of President Trump.
A congressional investigation of the matter is likely. The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but only five of the 28 members are meeting their target of 2% of their GDP for defense.
Fair burden sharing and increased defense spending underpins the transatlantic alliance.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Brussels to join the talks. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department had asked him to put the case on hold. This is VOA News. The New York Times newspaper reports that Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launched cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. The State Department would not directly comment on the report, but indicated concern over violations of another arms treaty. The U.S. Senate voted Tuesday to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. The 81-19 vote was a rare show of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill. Turkish security forces said Tuesday they arrested a French citizen of Turkish origin who is allegedly one of the planners of the New Year's Day nightclub bombing in Istanbul. Prosecutors identified the 22-year-old man by the initials A.S. and said he was arrested in Istanbul February 12th. Nine other suspects are in custody. President Trump Tuesday signed legislation rescinding a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments to the U.S. or foreign governments for commercial development. The rule was contained in the Dodd-Frank Financial Oversight Law. Supporters of the move say canceling the regulation will create jobs. People living near the Oroville Dam in Northern California are allowed to go back to their homes. Erosion on the dam spillway and the threat of floods caused officials to issue an evacuation order Monday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea issued an evacuation warning and asked residents to keep an eye on conditions as they develop. By the way, the head of California's water agency says repairs to that spillway will cost between $100 and $200 million. U.S. Central Bank head Janet Yellen says the economy is improving enough to consider raising interest rates during the next few months, maybe.
Economic outlook is uncertain, and monetary policy is not on a preset course.
Yellen told the Congressional Committee, or a Congressional Committee, Tuesday that she expects the economy to continue its modest expansion. She warned that waiting too long to raise rates could allow inflation to spike and force the Fed to raise rates abruptly in the future, damaging economic growth. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. A senior U.S. government official tells reporters that Tariq Zaidan Isami Mata controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country. El Isami shrugged off the action, calling it an example of imperialist aggression. He said it only deepens his commitment to the movement started by the late Hugo Chavez. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.